Midweek Theatre.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
The Fall of Mr. Humpty. A Nightmare for Radio by Victor Pemberton. With Timothy West and Nicholas Delane. The Fall of Mr. Humpty.
Last. And about time, too. Where the devil did you come from? You shouldn't have sneaked in like that in the dark. It gave me quite a shock. There's these damned lights. Every time you go through that blasted tunnel, they go out. A person could be murdered sitting alone in here in the dark without lights. I didn't see you come in.
Goosey, goosey, gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs, downstairs, and in my lady's chamber.
Aren't you a little old to be reading a book of nursery rhymes, young man?
But I like them, sir. I like the stories.
Stories, but they're for children much younger than you.
Oh, no, sir. You're wrong. Nursery rhymes are for grown-ups, too. I know some of the stories off by heart. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
When I was your age, I was reading Emily Bronte and Charles Dickens.
Who, sir?
Charles Dickens.
I don't know him, sir.
Which school do you go to, young man?
I don't know.
Don't know?
I can't remember.
Can't remember the name of your own school?
It's in the village.
Which village?
Near where I live.
And where's that? I said, where do you live? Where are we? It's long past my bedtime. Finished your book, have you?
So many lights out there. It hurts your eyes.
Then draw the blinds.
No, don't do that. I like to look at them. I wonder if they're looking at us.
Who?
People.
Well, they can hardly ignore us, can they? The train practically ploughs through their back gardens.
I wish I could live where the trains go by.
So you like the trains, do you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, you wouldn't if you had to travel on them as much as I do. Back and forth, day after day. Why do you like trains so much, then?
I like the sound they make.
The sound?
Yes. I keep waiting for it to stop, but it never does. So, what would happen if we pull the communication cord?
If we what?
Would it cause a crash?
The communication cord is only for use in the event of an emergency.
How many people would die, sir? Would it be thousands?
Young man, it is now 10 minutes after midnight. Do your mother and father know that you're out at such a late hour?
I don't have a mother and father, sir. Uncle John looks after me.
Well, does Uncle John know?
I promised him I'd be home before dark.
Well, then you're not being very fair to him, are you? What have you been doing all this time?
I've been on the trains, sir.
On the trains?
I told you. I like to ride on them.
For how long?
Since this morning, I think.
Now your poor uncle has probably called in the police to search the whole county for you.
Oh, Uncle John would never do that.
Which station are you getting off at?
Stamford.
Stamford? But this is the last train of the day. It doesn't stop at Stamford. Do you understand what I'm saying, lad? This train doesn't stop until we get to Yaxford. That's almost 20 miles past your station.
Yes, sir.
Well, how are you going to get home? Walk?
Don't know, sir.
Don't know? You really are a very vague young man. You know that, don't you? What's your name?
Jimmy, sir.
Well, Jimmy, the only thing I can suggest is that you telephone your uncle the moment we get off at Yaxford.
We don't have a telephone at the farm, sir.
Well, do you have any money on you for a taxi?
No, sir.
Whereabouts is this farm where you live?
The other side of Stamford, sir. Just off the old byroad.
Oh, well, my car's parked at the station. I suppose the only decent thing I can offer to do is to drive you home. you sure this is the place?
Yes, sir.
You can't see a thing in the dark. Where's the farmhouse?
It's over that way, on the other side of those trees.
Well, I don't see any lights.
I expect Uncle John has gone to bed.
Bed? And you're not even home yet?
Early to bed, early to rise, he always says. Uncle John likes to get plenty of sleep.
Yes, he's not the only one. Well, how do we get to this house?
The road stops here. We have to go the rest of the way on foot.
How does anyone ever get out to a place like this?
Oh, there are ways, sir. Once you know how. But we don't get many visitors. You don't have to come with me if you don't want to.
I can't see a thing. It's pitch black. There's not even a moon up tonight.
I can find my way anywhere in the dark. But keep close behind me. It gets quite muddy after a while.
Why do country people always insist on burying themselves in the middle of nowhere? It must be an inferiority complex or something.
I told you, sir. We don't have company very often. Uncle John doesn't like it.
Why not?
Because we like to keep ourselves to ourselves. We don't like snoopers.
Well, even so, it's ridiculous to have to trudge all this way in and out of the trees every night and in the pitch dark.
You could turn back. If you're scared, sir.
Scared? What am I supposed to be scared of?
Lots of things. Being alone in the dark.
The only reason most people feel nervous in the dark is because they feel so helpless. But I don't scare easily.
Listen.
What is it?
Listen.
I can't hear a thing.
That's because you don't want to. But they're there all right, sir. All around us. In the trees, the bushes. They're watching us from everywhere.
Watching us? Who's watching us? What are you talking about?
When it's quiet like this, you can almost feel them stretching out their hands to touch you. Whenever I walk in the dark, it's the only time when I know I'm not alone.
I'm surprised we could ever feel alone knowing these trees are bulging with bird life. That's what I loathe about the countryside. It's such a threat. Oh, for goodness sake, let's get a move on. Which way now? Jimmy? Are you there? Jimmy? Jimmy! Where the devil are you? Don't play stupid games with me, boy, or I'll go straight back to the car. Did you hear what I said? What the... Stop that! Stop it, I say!
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, yes, sir, three bags full.
Don't ever play games like that with me again, boy. Do you understand?
But you were scared, sir. You were scared to be alone.
Uncle John? Uncle John, are you there? Uncle John? Are you upstairs? It's me. I'm home. It's no good. He must have gone out.
Gone out? At this time of night?
Oh, yes, sir. He often goes out in the evenings. I'll light the lamp.
Is there no electricity?
Oh, no, sir. Uncle John would never have that.
Why not?
These newfangled ideas are a menace. Everyone knows that, don't they, sir? Now, where did Uncle John put the matches? Ah, I've got them.
Yeah, it smells damp in here, as though the place has never been lived in.
There. Now we can see.
Good Lord.
We spend most of our evenings in this room. Uncle John reads to me sometimes, but only from the Bible.
But this house must be at least 400 or 500 years old. Earlier, just look at those beams. Solid oak. They knew how to build houses in those days. They said they must have built them for dwarfs. Can hardly stand up in here, the ceilings are so low. Is it like this throughout the house?
Oh, yes. Uncle John would never change anything.
I'd do anything to own a place like this. Far better than the dingy hole I live in. And yet, something makes me feel I've seen it all before. Who are the photographs? This one on the beach, the small boy. Is that you?
Yes, it's me. When I was little.
Great Yarmouth, isn't it?
How did you know?
My parents used to take me there a lot when I was your age. They were good holidays. Are these your parents, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
A very nice photograph. They look very happy. You have your mother's looks, the same eyes. What happened to your parents, Jimmy? Did they die?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I've never seen them. At least I don't think I have. So I don't know what happened to them. I suppose they must have died. Uncle John looks after me now.
Well, I'll say one thing for your uncle. He has taste. These watercolours are quite superb. All seascapes. It's strange for someone who spends so much of his time on the land.
Uncle John doesn't work on the land anymore.
Oh, why not?
He can't get around like he used to. He lost a leg in the war. His new one is made of wood.
Oh, dear, what rotten luck. Good Lord, I haven't seen one of these for years. It's in beautiful condition. It's in good tune, too.
Please, sir, don't do that. Don't touch that, sir. Please. Uncle John wouldn't like it.
Ah, don't worry, I'm a great one for music. It happens to be a passion of my life. I've played one of these things before. Ah, and what have we got here? What's this music that he's left open? Oh, yes, this is an old favourite.
Rock of ages cleft for
me. Please, sir.
Let me hide myself in.
I asked you not to.
Let the water and the blood from thy river,
no, side
which flowed, be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its ill,
no,
and power. Not the labors of my
hands. I said no!
Can't.
What the devil?
I told you not to do it. I told you. No one's allowed to play the harmonium but Uncle John. No one.
Is there any reason to try and crush my fingers, you young idiot?
I'm sorry, sir. Truly I am. It's just that Uncle John is very particular about who plays the harmonium. He's very attached to it.
So it seems.
Rock of Ages is his favourite hymn. He never sings anything else.
And what you're really trying to say is you can't bear the sound of my singing. Isn't that it?
You'd better go now, sir.
Well, very well, if you're sure you'll be all right.
Oh, yes. Uncle John should be home soon.
I hope so. Well, then I'll say good night.
Will you come back and see us again?
I don't know. Would you like me to?
Oh, yes, sir. And Uncle John would love to meet you. I know he would. Why don't you come back and have tea with us tomorrow afternoon?
I can't make any promises, Jimmy. I usually work at home on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, please, Mr. Humpty. Please.
What did you call me?
Mr. Humpty.
My name's Penfold, Richard Penfold.
I prefer Mr. Humpty. It's one of my favourite stories. Will you come tomorrow? Will you?
Very well, Jimmy. I'll be glad to. Something tells me I shall have quite a lot to talk to your uncle about. What was that? There's someone upstairs. I thought you...
There's no one, sir.
But I distinctly heard...
It's only the mice, sir. They're my friends. They always wait to come out and talk to me at night. It's the only time they feel safe. I shall be angry with them for making you scared.
Ah, I must be going. Don't bother to come with me. I can find my own way back to the car.
You will come tomorrow, won't you?
Yes, Jimmy, I'll come.
Promise?
I promise. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Humpty. All right. You can come out now. He's gone. I'm waiting. You're not to do it, do you hear? You're not to scare our Mr. Humpty like that. Because the next time you do, you know what will happen. Three blind mice, three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did ever you see such a thing in your life as three blind mice?
Hello, Mr. Humpty. Hello, Mr. Humpty.
For heaven's sake, be careful, Jimmy. I don't want to have to hoist you up from the bottom of that well.
But it can't hurt. It's dried up.
Even so, your uncle should know better than to leave the well open like this. It's extremely dangerous.
I wonder what would happen if somebody fell down there. I wonder if they'd die.
Well, I have no intention of finding out, thank you very much. So for goodness sake, be careful, will you?
I mean, there's no water down there, so they wouldn't drown. But it's so deep, they'd never be able to get out of there again alive, would they?
You know, Jimmy, you're an odd boy. I can't imagine why you asked me to come back here.
I'm glad you did, Mr. Humpty.
What, did you think I wouldn't?
I hoped you would.
I thought the whole point of my coming was to meet Uncle John.
I told you. He had to go to London on business.
Business? On a Saturday afternoon?
He said I was to thank you for bringing me home last night. Mm.
And what time did he get home himself?
Quite late, I think. He'd been drinking.
Oh. Lucky man.
It makes him lose his temper. I get frightened. I hate him when he loses his temper. It makes me wish he was dead.
Did you tell your uncle where you've been all day, riding up and down on the trains?
No.
Well, why not?
Because he never tells me his secrets, so why should I tell him mine? Come on, Mr. Humpty. I'll race you to the windmill.
I wish you'd stop calling me by that ridiculous name. You only do it because I happen to be a little large round the waistline.
I like the name.
Why do you like it?
Because you're like an egg. I hope you don't fall down the well. You might crack!
I must say, this is just the sort of place I'd like for my own. Quiet, peaceful, far from the madding crowd. People who have all this don't know how lucky they are. They don't know what it's like to be shut up in a flat all day with no one to talk to but a telephone operator. Do you ever find it lonely, cut off from the outside world like this?
Lonely?
Do you ever see any friends?
I see Uncle John.
I mean young people of your own age.
I prefer to be on my own. Then I can do what I want.
And what's that, Jimmy? What do you do with yourself all day? Climb trees or something?
No! I hate trees.
Hate trees? A boy of your age? But why?
Because sometimes, when I lie down and look up at the trees, it's as though they're going to fall down on top of me. If I had my way, I'd have all the trees all over the world cut down. Everywhere. Then I'd feel safe.
Shh! What is it?
Keep still. Over there, in the bushes, there's a rabbit. Quick, help me find a stone.
A stone? What for?
To throw, of course. I'm going to kill him.
Jimmy!
I found one. Now keep still. He's just coming out of the bushes. Now!
No, Jimmy!
What are you doing? Give me back my stone! Let me go!
You are not going to throw that stone.
He's gone. The rabbit's got away. I hate you! I hate you!
Why kill for the sake of killing, Jimmy? What harm has that poor creature ever done to you?
He was my rabbit, and you let him get away. I won't forgive you for that, Mr. Humpty. I won't forgive you.
Well, am I forgiven? I'm sorry I had to upset you, Jimmy, but what you were going to do seemed to be so wrong. I could never bear the thought of killing poor, defenseless animals. Well, if you're going to sulk for the rest of the afternoon, I might as well go home.
This room is where we used to keep the grain. We can't use the windmill anymore.
Oh, I'm not surprised. It all looks rather worn out to me.
This is my castle. I can see everyone from here. I can watch them if they try to come up the hill.
What would you do if they did?
Pour boiling water over them. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
Yes, that's a horrible story. I don't like it.
Why not?
Because human life is precious. We should treat it with respect.
Are you afraid to die, Mr. Humpty?
That's an odd question from someone of your age.
Are you?
Well, nobody wants to die, but it's something none of us can avoid.
I saw a dead man once. His eyes were wide open. I wasn't scared.
Those are things that you shouldn't dwell on, Jimmy. You should think about life, not death.
I wonder what it's like to die.
Well, tell me about Uncle John.
Why?
Well, since I'm obviously not going to be allowed to meet him, I'd like to know, that's all.
He's quite old.
Are you good friends?
Sometimes.
Only sometimes.
We argue a lot.
Oh, why's that?
He's very strict.
Strict?
He doesn't like me telling lies.
Oh, nothing wrong in that.
Not even the small ones.
Small lies often grow into large ones.
That's what Uncle John always says. He says that if I read the Bible every night before I go to bed, I'll never want to tell another lie.
Oh, I'm not sure that I go along with that.
We go to church every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
In the morning and in the evening.
Do you like going to church?
Sometimes. I prefer coming up to the windmill. I've got people I can talk to up here.
People? What people?
Well, you can't actually see them. But they're here, all right. They're here now. Watching us.
Now, we're not going to start all that old nonsense
they
again.
Tell me stories. Just like Uncle John.
I don't believe in ghosts, Jimmy. I only believe in things I know exist.
They won't talk to just anyone, Mr. Humpty. They won't let you hurt me.
Why do you think that I should want to hurt you, Jimmy?
I don't know. But you might.
A boy like you shouldn't lock yourself up in a place like this. You should go out and meet real people instead of riding up and down on trains all day.
But you ride on trains, don't you, Mr. Humpty?
Well, that's different. I have to. There's no fun, I can tell you.
Do you have any friends, Mr. Humpty?
Friends? Me? No. No, I don't have any friends. I don't need them anymore. And I don't have a wife anymore, either. She thinks I can't live without her. But she's wrong. I just don't need her anymore. Oh, what am I saying? Of course I need her. I hate being alone. I hate it. Oh, God. How did I let my life get into such a mess?
I won't leave you, Mr. Humpty.
What? What did you say?
I said, I won't leave you. After all, we're friends, aren't we, Mr. Humpty? In fact, I'm never going to leave you. Not ever again.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock.
I've had that record a long time. Uncle John bought it for me when I was little. It's getting a little worn out now.
Are you telling me that this really is your bedroom, that you actually sleep in here?
Don't you like it, sir?
Well, I don't know what to say to you, Jimmy. This type of room is usually only for tiny children. It's a nursery.
Uncle John wanted to change it, but I told him not to. I like it this way. I don't want it ever to change. Would you like to see some of my toys? I've got lots of them. This is a brick set. I can build things with that. I've got cars, a fire engine. Do you like this, Mr. Humpty? It's a typewriter. Not a real one, though. I've got my own train set. What do you think of it, Mr. Humpty? Isn't it smashing? It's just like one you go on. Look, I've got a tunnel.
Take it off, Jimmy. Jimmy, I said take it off.
Don't you like my train set, Mr. Humpty?
I just don't like trains, that's all.
Do you know what my favourite toy is, Mr. Humpty? It's over here, in the corner. I'll show you.
Oh, a rocking horse.
It's my favourite toy in the whole wide world. I'm going to ride all the way to London.
Jimmy, you're far too old for a thing like that.
Faster,
a rocking horse is for small children. For goodness sake, stop behaving like a child, Jimmy. You're old enough to know better.
Ride up, horse, the Banbury Cross, the by little Johnny, a galloping horse that tucks behind the devils before, and Johnny shall ride to the
Jimmy!
You'd like to ride on my horse, wouldn't you, Mr. Humpty? Only you can't, because you're too fat.
That's not a nice thing to say, Jimmy, not even to a friend. What are in all these boxes?
Leave them alone, they're mine.
Aha, secrets. What's inside them?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, but I thought we were supposed to be friends.
You really want to know?
Of course.
All right, Mr. Humpty, I'll show you. This is my collection.
Jimmy.
Don't you like it? It's a rabbit. I killed it.
How could you do such a thing?
But it's ever so easy. I do it with this. It used to belong to Uncle John.
A cutthroat razor.
He let me have it for my experiments. I've got lots of them in the other boxes. Spiders, moths, cockroaches, a blackbird.
Mm.
I've got some mice too. It's their own fault.
I told them not to upset you, Mr. Humpty.
But why, Jimmy? Why must you kill? Why must you do things like this?
But I only want to see what makes them work, Mr. Humpty. That's all.
I'm going home now, Jimmy.
No, not yet. Please. I haven't shown you the rest of the house.
I've told you, I've got work to do. I've been here too long as it is.
But I want you to stay, Mr. Humpty. Do you understand? Uncle John and I want you to stay.
Give me the razor, Jimmy. Did you hear what I said?
I could cut you up into little pieces if I wanted to, Mr. Humpty. Just like my experiments.
Put down the razor, Jimmy, before one of us gets hurt.
Are you scared, Mr. Humpty? Are you? There you are. You're safe now.
You idiotic child. How dare you threaten me like that? You're no friend of mine. You never could be. I never want to see you again as long as I live. The door, it's locked.
You're never going to leave me, Mr. Humpty. Never. Never, never.
Give me the key, Jimmy.
You'll never run away from me, Mr. Humpty, because I'll always be with you. Always.
Jimmy.
Ride a cop horse to Banbury Cross to buy little Johnny a galloping horse. It trots behind and it dabbles before and...
Jimmy, stop that. No nursery more. Rhymes are unhealthy. They're
ride
evil.
A cop horse to
open this
cross,
door, will you? If you don't open this door at once, I shall get away from John.
All right, Mr. Humpty. I'll open the door for you. But if you want to go to Uncle John, then just see if you can find him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Penfold, but I've only been vicar of this parish for the past 18 months or so. I'm afraid I know very little about the farmhouse you're referring to, other than what one hears in the village, of course.
But you must know the old man and his nephew, the people who live there.
Who live there?
Well, aren't they regulars in your church every Sunday? At least that's what the boy told me.
Mr. Penfold, I think it's possible that you've made some kind of mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, well, to my knowledge, the farmhouse we're talking about hasn't been lived in for years. Been up for sale for some considerable time.
What?
In fact, the last I heard was that the place is just falling apart with rotten decay. Somebody doesn't buy it soon, it will just fall down.
But there are people living there, Vicar. I was out at the farm only yesterday afternoon. The house is full of furniture.
The farmhouse is derelict, Mr. Penfold. Would be impossible for anyone to live there.
What are you trying to keep from me, Vicar?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, don't worry, you're not the first.
Mr. Penfold... If you just tell me what it is you're trying to find out...
I want to know about Uncle John. I want to know why he's been kept away from me. And the boy, he's ill, irrational. He's not responsible for what he's doing. Something's happened out of that house, and I'm too scared to think what it might be.
Mr. Penfold, my advice to you is that you go home and forget all this. Think of it as a bad nightmare. When you wake up, it will all be over. Mr. Penfold, is anything wrong?
This churchyard. I've been here before.
Is that so unusual?
That smell, what is it? Something's burning.
Oh, yes, there are always plenty of bonfires at this time of year.
I hate it. It reminds me of something. I've got to get away from here. I've got to get away.
Mr. Penfold, what is it?
I'm going back to the farm. I'm going to find Jimmy. I must know what's happened to Uncle John.
Jimmy? Jimmy? Are you there? Jimmy? Jimmy, it's me, Mr. Humpty. I only want to talk to you...
Oh, blast! Can't see a thing in the dark. Now, what did he do with that oil lamp? Ah. I should have some matches here somewhere. Yes. Thank goodness. See what I'm doing now. So many shadows. Hello? Is anyone up there? Jimmy? Is that you? Mice. This place must be running alive with them. Probably hiding in every cupboard in the house.
Who's there? Jimmy, is that you? It's no use pretending. I know it's you. I'm coming there, Jimmy. Did you hear what I said? I'm coming upstairs to the nursery. Jimmy? Jimmy, are you there? It's silly to play games, Jimmy. I know you're here. We've got a lot to talk about, you and I. Jimmy! What's the point in all this, Jimmy? We're friends, aren't we? You said so yourself. We don't have to lie to each other, you and I. And do you know why? Because we're very alike. Jimmy, I want to tell you something. You were right when you said that I'm scared of the dark. I am scared. Sometimes I lie awake at night, too scared to even go to sleep. I imagine there are eyes watching me from the shadows in every corner of the room. I hate the dark, Jimmy. I hate people. Nobody understands. They don't want to. I feel so helpless, Jimmy. You know that, don't you? Oh, my God, the rocking horse. It's only a stupid toy. It's for children. Where are you, Jimmy? You think I don't know your secret, don't you, Jimmy? Well, I do. Where is he, Jimmy? What have you done with Uncle John? Is he one of your experiments, too? There's someone outside. It's him! It's Uncle John!
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock.
No!
Three blind mice.
What?
Three blind
Jimmy.
Mice. See how they run.
Jimmy! Jimmy, see where are you? Where are you?
They all ran after the farmer's wife who caught the cat with a carving knife.
Nursery rhymes are the work of the devil!
Mice.
Did you hear what I said? Where is he, Jimmy? Where is Uncle John?
For me, let me hide myself in thee.
Uncle John!
Let the water
Uncle John!
And the blood from thy wounded side that flowed.
That smell
of sin
from the churchyard, burning.
Save me, Lord, and make me pure.
Uncle John, it's you. It is you.
No, Richard, I am not Uncle John. Your Uncle John died a long time ago. He's dead, Richard. Dead, 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 dead.
Usually sensitive child. He needs a mother's care.
How many people would die, sir? Would it be hundreds or thousands?
The human mind isn't like an eggshell, Mr. Penfold. Once it cracks, it is difficult to put together
You're
again.
You're like an egg, Mr. Humpty. I hope you don't fall down the well. You might crack!
We don't need no people, boy. We've got all the life we need right here on the...
Wretch has locked himself in his room. We've got to get him out of there.
You taught me like that, boy. I'm not the living daylights out of here.
In my opinion, sir, the boy is mentally ill. He is a prisoner in his own world. After the terrible tragedy that has happened, he needs time to adjust.
A sensitive child.
Goosey, goosey, gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs, downstairs, and in my lady's chamber.
But I'm going to leave. It seems the only logical thing I can do.
The farmhouse hasn't been lived in for years. It's been up for sale for some considerable
After
time
all,
now.
After all, we're friends, aren't we, Mr. Humpty? I'm never going to leave you. Not ever again.
Just like your mother. stubborn
and sensitive child.
He needs a long period of rest, time to forget.
I don't want to go to church tomorrow. I won't go.
Child,
I won't go. You can't make me.
Think of it as a bad nightmare, Mr. Penfold. When you wake up,
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
He's dead, Richard. Your Uncle John died a long time ago. He's dead, Richard. Dead, 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 dead.
No, 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 no.
It's all right, Richard. It's all right.
He's not dead. Uncle John's not dead. I won't believe it. I won't.
Calm yourself, Richard. Just relax.
You?
It's Dr. Cooper. You're quite safe now.
Dr. Cooper? Then you knew I was here?
Oh, yes, Richard. I knew you were here. In fact, I've never been far away from you, not since you began to give in to all this. But I had to let you come back here.
This room, everything's changed. I don't understand. There's nothing here. Everything gone. The furniture, pictures. Where's the harmonium? Everything.
This room is the way it should be, Richard. Everything about this house, everything you thought you saw, was from the past. Your memory of the past.
I don't believe you. It's not possible. I was here. I saw it all. Where's the boy? He'll tell you. He was here with me. He knows. Jimmy? Jimmy, where are you?
You won't find him, Richard.
I will find him. I know he's here somewhere. Jimmy!
You won't find him because he's never left your side.
What are you talking about?
He's been with you all the time, Richard. Jimmy is you.
You're trying to tell me I imagined him, meeting him on the train, coming back here?
It's all been in your subconscious for a very long time, Richard. Sooner or later, it had to come to the surface.
But Uncle John, he's alive. I know he is. He feels such a part of
me. Uncle John is dead, Richard. It's a fact you've just got to accept.
I don't believe it. He's here, in this room, now. If Uncle John is dead, then you're going to have to prove it to me.
No one can do that for you, Richard. Only yourself.
How?
By telling me everything that happened the night your uncle died.
No.
Why not?
I don't remember.
You do remember, Richard, but you don't want to. Don't you understand? Jimmy has always been fascinated by the thought of death, but when it came to the reality, he couldn't face up to it.
No, it's not true.
It is true, Richard, and until you face up to that reality, you will never rid yourself of the guilt. Now, what happened the night Uncle John died?
Well, we'd had a quarrel. It wasn't very much. He wanted me to go to church the next day. I told him I didn't want to go, that he'd no right to force me. He told me to go to bed. I lay in the dark a long time, crying, saying to myself over and over again how much I hated Uncle John, how I wished my father and mother hadn't been killed in that train crash when I was little. Suddenly, I heard something. It was Uncle John singing at the harmonium downstairs. The same old hymn that I'd heard over and over again. I decided I'd tell him I didn't like his singing anymore, that I wouldn't keep doing the things he wanted me to do. I got out of bed and went down the stairs. I stopped outside the door of this room and listened to his voice. He sounded so confident, so sure of himself. Every second I was hating him more and more. Suddenly, I couldn't bear it any longer. I opened the door and shouted at him.
I don't like your singing anymore, Uncle John.
The old man stopped playing the harmonium at once. He turned around and took a long, slow look at me. The look in his eyes like ice. Although I was scared, I came further into the room.
And you can't make me go to church tomorrow morning if I don't want to.
He just stared at me without saying one single word. Then he reached for his walking stick and slowly came towards me. I was cold with fright. I'd never seen that look in his eyes before. I felt as if he was going to kill me. But then something happened. His face, all of a sudden, it just
crinkled up, he clutched his chest with his hand and cried out in pain. Before I could even reach him, he'd fallen to the floor. His hand knocked against the oil lamp. It went smashing to the floor. There were flames all over him. I couldn't do anything. He was burning. Flames. I rushed upstairs and pulled a blanket off one of the beds. I came down and threw it over him. It seemed to take ages before the flames went out. But it was too late. When I pulled the blanket away, Uncle John was... His face... And his eyes, they were wide open, just staring at me. I shook him and shook him and shook him. But there was nothing I could do but run away. I ran as fast as I could. I don't know where. I just had to get away. I didn't hate Uncle John. He was my friend. I loved him.
It's all right, Richard. All right. You've done it. You've done it on your own. You're together again, Richard. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't do it, but you have.
Last.
And about time, too. Where the devil did you come from? You shouldn't have sneaked in like that in the dark. It gave me quite a shock. It's these damned lights. Every time we go through that blasted tunnel, they go out. That person could be murdered sitting alone here in the dark without lights. I didn't see you come in. What's that book you're reading?
This, sir? It's Macaulay's History of England.
Yes, well, when I was your age, I was reading... What did you say?
Macaulay's History of England, sir.
Oh, really? Good reading, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. First class. I hope to take history for my O-levels.
Oh, really? Well, I hope you do well.
Thank you, sir.
You don't read nursery rhymes, then?
Nursery rhymes, sir?
I just wondered, that's all.
Good heavens, no, sir. Why would someone of my age want to read stuff like that? Nursery rhymes are only for children.
In The Fall of Mr. Humpty, the title role was played by Timothy West and Jimmy by Nicholas Delane. Uncle John was played by Hayden Jones, the vicar, Sean Probert, the stranger, David Erickson, the first woman, Carol Boyd, and the second woman, Eva Haddon. The play was produced by John Tiedemann.